Well, welcome back to King's Place for tonight's Two Piano Marathon, part of the London Piano Festival, and featuring the festival's artistic directors, the pianists Charles Owen and Katia Apekisheva, who I sat down with earlier this afternoon.
Charles and I have known each other for many, many years. We had the same piano teacher, Irina Zaritska, at Royal College of Music. And we started playing together and became a piano duo. And we thought it would be fantastic to have a piano festival because there are not so many around. There are lots of chamber music festivals, and we could have a central piano event, and realized that there was no such thing in London. And we thought, this is amazing. And that's how it started, I guess.
Absolutely. The first time we saw each other, we didn't actually meet. Katia was 12 and I was 15 at the Yehudi Menuhin School. Katia came with a group from the Gnesin School in Moscow, and we listened to these amazing students play, and I can still see her in my mind's eye as a 12-year-old. Anyway, all these years later, we are best friends and we play together, and now we have, as Katia said, we have the festival. Going back to the reasons, I mean, there are other piano events in London, of course, but there aren't that many events in the UK at all where you can focus on piano, where listeners can come and focus on the piano for 3-4 days in the case of this festival.
I think it's a very special atmosphere and special event. We were inspired by a festival in Ireland where there were 6 pianists as well, I think, wasn't it? Yeah. And just how amazingly we all got on and actually enjoyed just being pianists together and, you know, talking about all pianist things. And yeah, we don't get to speak so much about other pianists because it's quite a lonely profession.
Definitely. And that was one reason to create this, is so that people can hang out, socialize, listen to each other, get inspired from each other.
It's not competitive at all.
That's the nicest
thing about it. And also having two pianos together, it's like all about sharing.
Yeah.
So how did you put together tonight's program? There are some well-known pieces like the Mozart Sonata for two pianos, and then some really not so well-known works at all.
Absolutely. Well, the main thread running through this year's festival is a Russian strand. And obviously we're 100 years from October 1917. And we wanted to have Russian artists this year, Katia being Russian, there's another link there. And our composer, I'll tell you about our special work coming up in the second half, a composer this year who we've commissioned is Elena Langer, who was born in Moscow, but now lives just down the road from me in Muswell Hill.
And she also studied at the Gnesin School in Moscow.
She studied in Gnesin Institute. Yeah. But Elena and I have known each other for many years. We actually met in London when she was at the Guildhall, I believe, and we met in one of those student parties, and we were really good friends since. Mm. And she's a fantastic composer. Her music is so vibrant. And
absolutely. We thought we'd start with that commission. She was going around the Revolution exhibition at the Royal Academy of Art, which is something we all enjoyed very much. And there was one painting that really leapt out at her and her son, and it's by Petra Vodkin. It's called Fantasia, and she's created this piece, and she's called it Red Mare.
So we have the image projected.
We will.
Tonight.
We'll have the image behind the stage on a big screen. Yes. And this particular work is full of Russian folk songs. How would you describe them, Katia? They're quite earthy, aren't they?
Yeah, like
quite rude pagan, at times as
pagan
well.
Pagan almost, yeah. A little bit rude, a little bit sort of strange and quirky. Yeah. So there is something of that traditional Russian tune together with the jazzy element.
Yeah.
Charles Owen and Katia Apekisheva, co-artistic directors of the London Piano Festival, where we are this evening on Radio 3. Welcome back to King's Place. I'm Sarah Moore-Peach. Katia and Charles are going to start off part two of tonight's concert with two works, Ravel's Rhapsody Espagnole, and first of all, the world premiere of the piece we just heard them talking about, Red Mare by Elena Langer. A screen has just come down behind the stage, so the audience here at King's Place can see the painting that it's inspired by, a bright red horse leaping diagonally across a Russian landscape with a village below, its rider barefoot and turning round to look the way they've just come. The painting by Petra Vodkin called Fantasy. Here now come Katia Apekisheva and Charles Owen to give the world premiere of Red Mare by Elena Langer.